Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, parking on double yellow lines, pedestrian crossings and even footpaths, has car parking got better or worse in our city centres as more cycleways and pedestrian lanes are developed? Well, many people have taken to social media to document their bad parking experiences in urban areas recently. And so our reporter Brian O'Connell joined a traffic warden in Cork City Centre for us to get a sense of some of the ways bad parking is being tackled. Brian joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Claire.
It's always been an issue,
yeah,
but it's being documented a lot more now online, isn't it?
This is it. And maybe as more on-street parking has been removed to make way for bus lanes, cycling lanes, more pedestrian areas, which is obviously all very positive. But there is a sense bad parking is increasing in some areas. As you said, it's been documented online by some commuters, particularly bugbears are parking on cycle lanes, on footpaths and even on pedestrian crossings. Now, Cork City Centre, unlike Dublin, doesn't have a clamping policy. What they have are parking wardens who are very active in the city centre enforcing regulations. But despite this, there has been some criticism of enforcement. One area of the city where there's been quite a significant investment, over 4.5 million euro, it's the McCurtain Street and surrounding areas. So what you have there are new public realms, an increase in on-street dining spaces, footpaths are broader, new bus corridors, bus stops. But many people are saying these larger footpaths, they're actually attracting motorists, not pedestrians, who see them as additional car parking spaces. And then they say the new bus stops too are being used for parking. So I took a walk in the area yesterday with Labour Party councillor John Marr.
You can see all the positives, but then we've got the illegal parking.
So just on our left-hand side here, we can see there's a van parked actually halfway onto the footpath.
And this is a regular occurrence on the weekends in particular.
So there's a number of set-down areas, but as we can see, a number of cars here look like they're set down for quite a while.
They are, and it's free, you know. So what's happening here, and because of the lack of enforcement, is people are availing of what is free parking. And I get it, we're humans, we want convenience. But what we need to do as a council is that we need to enforce the law. I think enforcement has been very, very poor.
So we can see here some of these bays like designated loading bays, and no problem with that, but we can see some cars are in the loading bays. And again, as you say, that prevents businesses getting their goods in and out.
And this is, and it's putting workers under pressure.
Obviously the issue is, we look at this van here, I don't particularly want to single anyone out, but for people with buggies, prams, for wheelchair users, you know, parking on the footpath is a significant issue.
Well, and I think this is the message we need to get out there, is that while you feel that you're just parking there and you're not affecting people, you are. And I think that's definitely the key message, is that there are many people that need the footpaths. So Bryn, here we are in Coburg Street. There's a fierce positivity around the place. It leads on to Leitrim Street, to Devonshire Street, new bus stops.
There has been issues of parking at this site.
There has. And again, I was only here yesterday evening myself. And again, you can see the illegal parking time and time again. And the problem is that this has a knock-on effect, because the bus here, when the illegal parking happens, the bus can't pull in, hence then holding up all the traffic. And it's causing gridlock everywhere.
What do you want to see done?
I want to see enforcement. It's very simple. I think I get why people will continue this behaviour. I do it myself. I'm not perfect. But if you get away with something, you're going to continue doing it.
And he also has an issue, John Marr has, around weekend enforcement, Brian.
Well, he feels there needs to be more wardens on duty at weekends, including late nights, particularly now, obviously, as streets have so much on-street dining and drinking taking place. You get a sense, really, there, Claire, of the issue. I mean, millions spent on these new streets to enhance public realms. And even mid-morning when I was there, not really a particularly busy time, but there were several issues we came across. And obviously, Cork is not unique. Many of our cities now have reprioritised away from cars, and these are some of the issues many are facing.
So then you went on a walkabout, Brian, with a traffic warden.
Well, I met one long-time traffic warden in the city centre for a walkabout. Just wanted to get a sense of how they approach enforcement. And I also spoke with David Joyce, who's Director of Operations with Cork City Council. So we walked down South Mall, and it wasn't long before several cars were parked illegally. But as you'll hear, traffic warden supervisor is a really nice guy, Tony Walsh. He's been doing this job over 20 years. He developed really a common sense and at times flexible approach when needed.
The loading bay coming up here on your right hand side as well. Commercial vehicles get 30 minutes to load and unload. Private vehicles get no time. For example, if you're parked in a loading bay, we will issue a ticket.
The parking on footpaths?
Oh, footpaths are zero tolerance.
So just on our left hand side here, we can see there's a car parked on double yellow lines.
At the moment, it's not actually creating an issue because the fact of it's not obstructing traffic flow. In a situation like this, I would observe the vehicle, see if the driver returns. If he doesn't return, then I would issue a ticket.
You give a little bit of leniency.
Of course, you have to have understanding that people sometimes don't pay full attention.
There are certain offences where it is appropriate for leniency. So, for example, in the case of somebody who is dropping somebody off and then moving on. But there are other cases where there is zero tolerance. So, for example, somebody without a disabled parking sticker parking in a disabled bay, mm-hmm. somebody parking on a pedestrian crossing, somebody parking on a footpath. They are zero tolerance.
On the left-hand side here, Tony, we have an electric charging vehicle area.
Yeah.
An issue I'd see time and time again online is people parking there, maybe in a diesel car, but also just people plugging in, leaving it there for a couple of hours and seeing it as free parking.
Any vehicle that parks in the bay that's using the charging facility gets 4 hours. After 4 hours, they are issued with a fixed penalty notice. Any vehicle that parks in the charging area without being an electric vehicle, that also gets a penalty.
How are people with you when you're writing the ticket and putting it on the window?
No, I'll put it this way to you. If you're telling somebody I'm going to take €40, €80 out of your pocket, how would you react? Most people won't admit they've done it. They will plead for leniency, etc. But the system is in the basis that the warden writes the ticket. Once he starts the ticket, that's it. It's like the text message you sent to your boss last night when you were drunk. What happens? You can't take it back. People still have this idea that, look, my hazards are on, I'm fine, you know I'm not doing anything. But the problem being is that doesn't matter when the guy who's behind them, the parked in a disabled bay, he wants to use it, he doesn't care if your hazards are on.
You don't pay any notice of hazards, do you?
No, it's like a cloaking device in Star Trek, you know. They think it just hides them, but it doesn't. It's because all it does is say that, look, I don't care. That's basically what it is.
Delivering the tickets with a smile on his face. It's a good tip, though, that the old hazard lights don't get you off
exactly.
the hook.
Exactly.
But interesting to hear they use a bit of leniency. And some people, though, they're looking for a harder line.
I suppose when it comes to certain offences, as you heard, zero tolerance. But there is this common sense approach and understanding that somebody may park for 5 minutes while they run into a shop. I mean, the car on double yellow lines was outside a hotel. They were saying perhaps someone is just getting luggage. So they try and have a little bit of flexibility, but the fines go up significantly if you don't pay them. So there isn't clamping in Cork City Centre, but fines are matched to the level of offence. So, for example, disc parking offence. So if you don't put a disc on the car or if it's run out, €40. If you park on the footpath, that used to be 40. It's now 80. Parking without a permit and a disabled space, €150. If you don't pay that within 28 days, it goes up by €75. So you can see there that the fine is matched to the severity of the offence. Now, along with us was David Joyce, who's Director of Operations with Cork City Council. I asked David about the new areas where there has been this attention, for example, McCurtain Street, and I suggested to him, should we take a harder line, as Councillor John Maher is calling for?
McCurtain Street is a brand new street that has completely and utterly changed since it's opened. It's going to take people time to get used to the new layout. It's a good example of whereby it's not appropriate to go in heavy-handed day one. So we are engaging with the motorists, the residents, the businesses to ensure that in a very, very short period of time, any initial hiccups or issues that might be with people's understanding of the street, we are very, very clear that we have a zero tolerance policy in relation to parking and cycling lanes. It is a danger to do so, and any vehicle that is seen parked on the cycle lane is immediately ticketed.
And I suppose change, and we're talking about significant cultural change here as well, aren't we? It takes time to bed in, and it takes time for people to realise there's a new way of accessing the city centre and going about your business.
Yes, and obviously, as I said, active travel, the government are putting a lot of money into local authorities to deliver active travel projects. And we're walking down South Mall at present, and as you can see at the far side of the road, is one of the cycle lanes that we put in, where we took out perpendicular parking, herringbone parking as it's called. We put in parallel parking, and we use the space that is generated to put in a two-way cycle lane the entire length of South Mall.
Fast forward 10 years for me, what's the city going to look like?
As per government policy, we are going to be moving towards a climate-neutral city. So that is going to mean more active travel, which is the priority.
Less cars.
Well, not necessarily. It means people should be looking at active travel. They should be looking at walking and cycling as a priority. followed by public transport, whether that be buses or trains, and the government is investing an awful lot of money in trains locally in Cork.
Towards that, are you out on the weekends, or are you out on a Saturday night?
We have a 6-day shift, so we work Monday to Saturday.
Sundays we work only on request, usually at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I better go, because my car is 1 hour parking above, and I think I'm just gone over. I don't want you giving me an 80 euro wallop in a minute.
You wouldn't get a ticket for just going over it. You'd automatically get 10 minutes adjustment, whereby the fact of you could be delayed or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Obviously, over 10 minutes, then you're into the period where you
will
get a
ticket. Can I use that in court now? I can.
Court? That's the judge, that's not me.
I was only 10 minutes over, Your Honour.
I got away with it.
Glad to hear it, Brian. Thanks so much for that. And it's an issue that comes up again and again. So do feel free to send us your bad parking experiences or comments to 51551. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the weather.